Music Doodoo Classical Bedtime presents Bedřich Smetana and the Two Springs. Right now, deep beneath the cold, dark earth of a mountain, something is waking up. It's not an animal. It's not a person. It's a secret. And it's beginning to move. Two tiny trickles of water bubbling up from somewhere ancient. One spring on this side of the mountain, one spring on that side. Each one hardly bigger than what comes out of your bathroom faucet. But listen to what happens when they find each other. They join together, they grow stronger, and they begin a very long journey. Hundreds of miles through forests and villages and ancient cities, until they become one of the mightiest rivers in all of Europe. This is the sound of the Moldau River being born. Have you ever followed a river? Not walked beside it, actually followed it, wondering where it goes. Rivers are like stories. They have a beginning, sometimes just a muddy trickle in the hills. They have adventures along the way, rushing through forests, tumbling over waterfalls, winding past sleepy villages. And they have an ending, usually the wide, sparkling sea. Well, there was once a composer who loved a river so much that he decided to tell its entire story, using nothing but music. His name was Bedřich Smetana, and the river he loved was called the Vltava, though Germans called it the Moldau. It flows right through the heart of a land called Bohemia, which today we call the Czech Republic. Bedřich was born in 1824 in a Bohemia covered with rolling green hills, dark pine forests, and fields of golden wheat swaying in the wind. But here's something important. Back then, Bohemia wasn't its own country. It belonged to a big empire far away. And the people in charge wanted everyone to speak their language and play their music. Imagine being told that the songs your grandmother sang to you weren't proper music. Imagine being told that your own language, the words you use to say, I love you, or good night, wasn't fancy enough for the big stage. But little Bedřich? He listened to his grandmother sing old Czech songs by the fireplace. He heard village musicians playing lively dances at harvest festivals. And something deep inside him whispered, this music matters too. Did you feel that? The river is flowing now, strong and proud. This kind of music has a special name. It's called a tone poem. And here's the magical thing about a tone poem. Your ears become your eyes. In a tone poem, an orchestra paints pictures without any words at all. Smetana doesn't need to say the river is getting bigger. He shows you, with more instruments joining in, the melody growing fuller and wider, like the river itself swelling with water from every stream it passes. The Moldau is the most famous part of a bigger work Smetana wrote called Má vlast. That's Czech for My Homeland. 6 tone poems, all about the places and legends of Bohemia. A musical love letter to a whole country. So here's your mission. As you listen tonight, let your ears paint the pictures. What do you see? Now our river is flowing through a forest. Listen, can you hear the hunting horns? Long ago, Czech nobles would ride through these woods on horseback, chasing deer through the shadows. Their horns would call out through the trees, bold and brassy, with a galloping rhythm like hooves thundering over fallen leaves. The river hears everything as it flows past. The pounding of hooves, the barking hounds, the hunters calling to each other through the misty morning air. Trumpets and horns to paint this scene. They sound bold, adventurous, like a fanfare announcing that something exciting is happening in the woods just beyond the riverbank. Wedding! The river is flowing past a village where everyone is dancing. That bouncy rhythm is called a polka, a traditional Czech dance where couples whirl and stomp and spin until they're dizzy with laughter. Smetana heard polkas at festivals all through his childhood, and he tucked that memory right into this music. As Smetana grew older, his life had storms as well as sunshine. He lost people he loved very much, his daughters and later his wife. His heart carried a heaviness that never quite lifted. For a while, he even had to leave Bohemia, moving far away to Sweden because there weren't enough opportunities for a Czech composer at home. But even across the sea, he dreamed of those green hills, those folk songs, that river. And he knew that someday he would find a way to pour all that love and longing into music. Shh. Night has fallen over the river. The moon is rising, silver and round, turning the water into a mirror of light. And in this quiet moment, Smetana imagines something magical. Water nymphs, spirits of the river, with flowing hair and gowns made of moonbeams, rising from the ripples to dance on the surface. Listen to how different this music is from the hunting scene or the polka. The strings are playing so softly now, shimmering, floating, as if the music itself is made of mist and starlight. This is Smetana showing us that the river isn't just a road for boats and a place for fishing. It's alive with mystery. with stories, with dreams that drift downstream on the current. Did you feel that? The river just crashed through the St. John's Rapids, a place where the water squeezes between huge rocks, churning and roaring, white spray flying everywhere. The whole orchestra was working together, strings soaring, timpani thundering, brass blazing. Smetana made you feel the power of the water fighting its way through. Now, here is where the story of the river and the story of Smetana flow together in a strange and beautiful way. As the river of Smetana's life flowed on, something began to change. The world around him started to grow quiet. Not the peaceful quiet of a snowy night, but a heavy silence that slowly, slowly swallowed the sounds he loved. Smetana was going deaf, and worse, there was a sound that never stopped, a high-pitched ringing inside his head, like a tiny broken bell that wouldn't be silenced day or night. But Smetana didn't stop. He couldn't stop. There was too much music inside him that needed to come out. Before the Moldau, he wrote a different piece for Marv Lust, one about an ancient castle called Vyshehrad. Vyshehrad is a real place, a rocky hill overlooking the Moldau River, where Prague began long, long ago. Legend says that Czech princes and princesses lived there 1,000 years ago, when Bohemia was young and magic still walked the land. Listen to how Smetana begins this piece, with a harp playing alone, like a wandering storyteller from ancient times, beginning to tell an old, old story. That lonely harp. It sounds like someone remembering something precious from long ago, doesn't it? Smetana chose a harp because in old Bohemian legends, wandering poets called bards would travel from castle to castle, playing harps and singing stories about heroes and princesses. And here's something beautiful. At the very end of the Moldau, when the river finally flows past Vyshehrad Castle, Smetana brings back this same melody, connecting the two pieces. It's like the river itself remembers the old legends as it passes by. Two melodies, reaching across time to hold hands. our journey is almost over. The river has travelled hundreds of miles, from those two tiny springs bubbling up in the mountains, through dark forests, past dancing villages under silver moonlight, crashing through wild rapids. And now, finally, it flows broad and calm past the ancient walls of Vyšehrad into the great city of Prague, where church spires reach toward the clouds and bridges arch over the water like stone rainbows. Smetana finished the Moldau in 1874. By then, the ringing in his ears had swallowed almost every other sound. He could barely hear his own masterpiece played by an orchestra. But he kept writing. He wrote four more pieces for Marvlast, about legendary warriors, ancient battlefields, and the deep forests of Bohemia. All of it created in a world that had gone silent around him. He gave his country a gift of music, even when he could no longer hear it himself. Smetana died in 1884, at 60 years old. The silence around him had grown complete. But oh, what he left behind. Every year in Prague, there's a music festival that begins on the anniversary of Smetana's death. And every year, they play Marvlast, all six pieces, while thousands of people listen, remembering the man who loved his homeland so much that he turned it into sound. The river still flows, the forests still whisper, the ancient castle still stands on its hill, and Smetana's music still carries their stories to children all around the world, including you. So tonight, as you close your eyes, imagine you're floating on that river. Feel the cool water beneath you. Hear the forests murmuring along the banks. See the moon rising over the ripples. You're being carried along by something very old and very patient. A river that has flowed for thousands of years and will keep flowing long after we're gone. And somewhere in that flowing water, there's a melody written by a man who listened so carefully to the world that even when his ears stopped working, the music never stopped. Good night. May your dreams flow gently all the way to the sea.